Beguiled, Chapter 3, The Mysterious Islands of Arcadia. The planet Heart derived its name from the distinctive shape of the Arcadian archipelago. This group of islands was located at the centre of the largest ocean of Heart. It consisted of an outer ring of perimeter islands in the shape of a human heart, and a maze of inner islands. Arcadia lay astride the equator, and all the islands enjoyed a hot, moist, tropical climate. This created ideal growing conditions for cash crops such as coffee, tea, and cocoa, which were the main exports. But even though it was close to the main trading routes of Heart, it was located in the middle of a vast ocean, so Arcadia had no nearby neighbours. The outer perimeter islands all had a volcanic origin, and some were highly active. They were fed by a huge magma reservoir below the ocean floor, which caused a mound in the seabed over a vast area. The resulting weaknesses in the rock caused extensive cracks in the seafloor, which oozed large quantities of molten lava. Over time, this resulted in the formation of the outer islands and a smaller number of undersea mountain ranges. One of these mid-ocean ranges was high enough to protrude above the ocean surface. It came to be known as the Island of Penn because of its unique cigar shape. It lay at the centre of the entire group and was the focal point of many strange gravitational phenomena that affected the entire region of Inner Arcadia. The inner islands of Arcadia were constantly shrouded by mists and cloud. Ships occasionally disappeared and reappeared, but not always in the same place, and sometimes ships and islands appeared to be upside down. Clocks were sometimes observed to run backward, and on some occasions ships were reported to arrive at their destinations before they left their port of origin. Such strange events were said to be no more than illusions caused by the bending of light, but nobody could be sure. Whenever foreign ships tried to sail into these mysterious waters, the navigational instruments on board would behave erratically and couldn't be trusted. Sailors suddenly became horribly confused about the direction of north, and sometimes things on the left changed positions and appeared on the right. Under these conditions, choosing a safe course to steer came down to luck and dead reckoning, and no matter how hard they tried to sail in a straight line, it seemed they were destined to sail only along curved paths. Inner Arcadia had such an air of mystery about it that many sailors thought it was inhabited by mythical ship-eating monsters. With so much suspicion and mistrust, it was hard to find anyone prepared to enter the area, and even if they were ordered, there was a good chance that the sailors would not have obeyed. But there was always someone brave enough who was prepared to tempt fate and do what nobody had ever done before. The outer islands, lying near the main trade routes of Heart, were far more visible and could be seen from far out to sea. They were not affected by the gravity anomaly in quite the same way. However, they each presented their own safety risks, because the reefs surrounding many of them were extremely dangerous. In some cases, they dropped precipitately to the seabed within the length of a ship. Consequently, there were no safe anchorages anywhere near these reefs. The sailors of Heart knew only too well the dangers of sailing too close to the islands in such reef-strewn waters, especially in the dark. Beguiled, Chapter 4, Truth is Stranger Than Fiction. Captain Sven's childhood had been immersed in the rich fabric of such fabulous stories as disappearing ships and mysterious floating islands. But he hadn't become successful by being timid and afraid. He was a fearlessly brave adventurer who had travelled to the far corners of Heart. As far as he was concerned, the waters of Inner Arcadia were there to be conquered, and who better to conquer them than him? As the mystery ship pressed on, the compass began to swing uncontrollably. Strange lights appeared to dance in the rigging, and flames licked across the sails in snaking patterns of orange and blue. At various times, the crystal on the main topmast appeared to pulse with a rotating red and blue light. With the unrelenting strobing effect, it made for an eerie spectacle, especially at night. When it seemed to pulse faster, it gave the appearance that the lights were actually rotating within the crystal. At those times, the light emitted changed through various colours, depending on the speed of its apparent rotation. To make matters worse, whenever the flames appeared in the rigging, anyone who touched any of the metal fittings dropped to the deck shaking and blubbering uncontrollably. It scared the pants off every member of Sven's makeshift crew. Furthermore, the symbols on the strange controls completely baffled him. Sven suspected that some of them represented the cardinal sailing directions. He also suspected that the repeated symbols represented the rising and setting points of key navigation stars at different parts of the year. But which stars, and how could he make use of them if they were constantly hidden behind all that cloud and mist? Besides which, like the characters arranged to make what appeared to be words, the order of the constellations was slightly different to the ones he was familiar with, and even those seemed to be mirror-reversed. Sven soon began to suspect that the instruments on board the ship were designed to be used in a world where the stars rose in the opposite direction. But if not meant for the world of Heart, which world? There were too many puzzling things about this particular ship that didn't make sense, and the strange symbols on the instruments simply reinforced a growing sense of confusion. Despite these challenges, Captain Sven was extremely optimistic and was attempting to sail home to Utopia via a new route. Even though he did not know exactly where he was confident that he could find a shortcut through the inner islands of Arcadia. With the singular exception of Captain Sven, everyone on board agreed that these mysterious waters were far too dangerous to navigate. The odd sights they had seen during the afternoon were sufficient to affirm the strange tales they had heard. A growing sense of uncertainty and doubt surrounded their voyage. The crew wanted Sven to turn about and take a longer and safer route home. This may have been possible if the compass was not swinging so wildly. However, by the third day, it seemed a little late for that. At this point, there could be no turning back, because as the ancient sages said, time and tide wait for nobody. From now on, only Sven's keen instincts could guide them. Captain Sven was well aware of the stories of lost ships and crews disappearing without a trace from Arcadian waters. The fact that there were no traces of missing ships and so few shipwrecks were reported simply fueled such fanciful stories. Who knew if the stories of ship-eating monsters that devoured whole crews were true or not? Despite the growing unrest aboard, Captain Sven remained steadfast. For Sven, the course was not negotiable. He refused to be swayed by rumour and stories of mythical monsters. For Sven, the prize was worth the risk. He knew that if he succeeded in finding a new route home to Utopia, he could cut months off the Great Chan's trading voyages. Sven was so confident of success that he boasted he would one day be known as the greatest navigator of Heart, and if he returned to the Great Chan after mastering Arcadian navigation techniques, he would be richly rewarded and his future would be assured. Perhaps he would even be granted the hand of the great Chan's youngest sister, a woman of exceptional beauty, matched only by his eldest daughter, the Jade Princess. Beguiled, Chapter 4. Truth is Stranger Than Fiction. Captain Sven's childhood had been immersed in the rich fabric of such fabulous stories as disappearing ships and mysterious floating islands. But he hadn't become successful by being timid and afraid. He was a fearlessly brave adventurer who had travelled to the far corners of Heart. As far as he was concerned, the waters of Inner Arcadia were there to be conquered, and who better to conquer them than him? As the mystery ship pressed on, the compass began to swing uncontrollably. Strange lights appeared to dance in the rigging, and flames licked across the sails in snaking patterns of orange and blue. At various times, the crystal on the main topmast appeared to pulse with a rotating red and blue light. With the unrelenting strobing effect, it made for an eerie spectacle, especially at night. When it seemed to pulse faster, it gave the appearance that the lights were actually rotating within the crystal. At those times, the light emitted changed through various colours, depending on the speed of its apparent rotation. To make matters worse, whenever the flames appeared in the rigging, anyone who touched any of the metal fittings dropped to the deck shaking and blubbering uncontrollably. It scared the pants off every member of Sven's makeshift crew. Furthermore, the symbols on the strange controls completely baffled him. Sven suspected that some of them represented the cardinal sailing directions. He also suspected that the repeated symbols represented the rising and setting points of key navigation stars at different parts of the year. But which stars, and how could he make use of them if they were constantly hidden behind all that cloud and mist? Besides which, like the characters arranged to make what appeared to be words, the order of the constellations was slightly different to the ones he was familiar with, and even those seemed to be mirror-reversed. Sven soon began to suspect that the instruments on board the ship were designed to be used in a world where the stars rose in the opposite direction. But if not meant for the world of Heart, which world? There were too many puzzling things about this particular ship that didn't make sense, and the strange symbols on the instruments simply reinforced a growing sense of confusion. Despite these challenges, Captain Sven was extremely optimistic and was attempting to sail home to Utopia via a new route. Even though he did not know exactly where he was confident that he could find a shortcut through the inner islands of Arcadia. With the singular exception of Captain Sven, everyone on board agreed that these mysterious waters were far too dangerous to navigate. The odd sights they had seen during the afternoon were sufficient to affirm the strange tales they had heard. A growing sense of uncertainty and doubt surrounded their voyage. The crew wanted Sven to turn about and take a longer and safer route home. This may have been possible if the compass was not swinging so wildly. However, by the third day, it seemed a little late for that. At this point, there could be no turning back, because as the ancient sages said, time and tide wait for nobody. From now on, only Sven's keen instincts could guide them. Captain Sven was well aware of the stories of lost ships and crews disappearing without a trace from Arcadian waters. The fact that there were no traces of missing ships and so few shipwrecks were reported simply fueled such fanciful stories. Who knew if the stories of ship-eating monsters that devoured whole crews were true or not? Despite the growing unrest aboard, Captain Sven remained steadfast. For Sven, the course was not negotiable. He refused to be swayed by rumour and stories of mythical monsters. For Sven, the prize was worth the risk. He knew that if he succeeded in finding a new route home to Utopia, he could cut months off the Great Chan's trading voyages. Sven was so confident of success that he boasted he would one day be known as the greatest navigator of heart, and if he returned to the Great Chan after mastering Arcadian navigation techniques, he would be richly rewarded and his future would be assured. Perhaps he would even be granted the hand of the Great Chan's youngest sister, a woman of exceptional beauty matched only by his eldest daughter, the Jade Princess. Beguiled, Chapter 5, Threading a Needle. You could say that attempting to chart a course through Arcadian waters was a little like threading a needle in a raging gale. With the local gravity anomaly sucking at them and drawing them in, no matter which direction they tried to sail, they had been confined to weaving their way around some of the perimeter islands of the group. This was perilous enough at the best of times. In low light, with the compasses and the images before them doing such strange things, it was even more dangerous. Arcadia was a strange place where what you saw was not necessarily what you got. It was always changing. Not all the outer islands had been mapped. There were probably a few new ones, since anyone had tried, and others definitely seemed to have changed their shape and size since they had. Consequently, whatever charts there were did not accurately represent the ever-changing hazards now confronting Sven and his small crew. Some outer islands had fringing coral reefs. Others were surrounded by reefs made up of countless lava flows frozen into grotesque, jagged shapes, sometimes above but mostly below the water. These reefs protected the islands from the ravages of the sea. They consisted mainly of aggregations of new coral growing on old barrier reefs, as well as ancient and fresh lava outcrops. And as many of the outer islands were smoky volcanoes, it seemed there was an almost continuous supply of fresh lava pouring into the sea. This combination of new growth, together with the damaging effect of waves and tides, meant that the fringing reefs were continually changing their shape. And with two moons tugging at the oceans, at certain times of the year the tides could be extreme. At other times, the tides cancelled each other out, and the oceans suddenly became dead calm. When that happened, the silence gave rise to an eerie feeling of expectation as they waited for the return of the tidal currents. Things were so unpredictable around the islands of Arcadia that for all intents and purposes, any maps that had been created in the past were close to useless. It was late in the afternoon. Sven had been skirting the coastline of a huge volcano, one of the perimeter islands of the Arcadian group. The light had been playing tricks, and the island now appeared to be dancing around the horizon before their eyes. Sometimes it seemed to be on their left, and when they looked again, it appeared on their right. The trusty compass he had brought on board with him, one of the best available to any navigator on heart, was spinning uncontrollably. In the hazy distance, no matter which direction the crew looked, a series of distant islands appeared to hang upside down. Even though they were close to the equator, it was quite a spectacle to see dazzling, snow-covered peaks pointing downward, merging with the boundless grey expanse of the misty sea. Shivers of excitement and fear ran uncontrolled through everyone on board. but not for Sven. The weird spectacle reminded Sven of the repeating patterns he had seen in a kaleidoscope as a child. Simply a mirage, he thought, dismissing the vision before him. What Sven and his crew didn't know was that this was the highest volcano of the Arcadian archipelago, and in fact one of the largest on the planet Hart. What they could see above the water was large, but it was only part of the picture. They had no idea of the massive size of the volcano hidden just below the water, and they didn't know that the swelling bubble of molten magma below the volcano disturbed the gravity anomaly and caused things to be even more bizarre than normal. Only a skilled mathematician could explain how such a gravity anomaly bent space and time. But there was no one that clever on the planet Hart, so nobody knew what they were sailing into. Their puny ship was being slowly and surely drawn inward toward the island, just as a massive black hole sucks everything into itself. This was not something Sven had experienced, and there were no stories even hinting at such events in all the libraries on Hart. And nobody on board could know that the volcano had been swelling and swelling for months and was on the brink of a historic eruption. Sven and his crew were so intent on sailing the ship, they had no idea of what was to come. They were about to witness the beginning of a bone-chilling volcanic eruption and the birth of another new island. If they had, they wouldn't be hanging around to wait, just so they could say they had seen such a momentous event in history. Little did Sven know that fame would come his way sooner than anticipated, because in the coming hours, Sven and his crew would experience something that nobody on Hart had seen for over 2,000 years. Nobody knew that the ship and the crew were about to sail through the gates of hell.